Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Samach Gimel, and we are on Samach Beis, Amud Beis, towards the bottom, in Perek HaMocher Es HaBayis. Just one thought from before the two dots, at the end of the last year, where Shuda the Daini came up. Shuda the Daini, as we had at length earlier in the Masechta, we had in the third Perek, the Machlokas Rishonim, how to understand Shuda. Is it that Bezdin does whatever, the Dayanim do whatever they want, without trying to figure out what the issue is, but, you know, whoever they choose. Or do we say no, that the, as Rabbi Natam says, but Rashi and the Rashbam, in a number of places, including here, discuss that it's, they try to figure out exactly what the MS might have been. If you remember the Rashbam, in the, about the 10th wide line, on the bottom here, of Samach Beis Mabeis, the Rashbam says, V'kapazik b'gemar shuta d'dayni hashlachas hadayonim. I mean, the dayanim are thrown it. Me'achad the mesafkalon. Neved shuda hakolafia inyan sheyiru hadayanim. Everything based on what the dayanim see. V'yakiru hamocher eino yafe o ra'a. Hakolafi omeidaitam. They try to figure out who the players are and what they might have wanted to do. Miyu, but then the Rashbam adds, and the other Rishonim also mention this. Shuda cannot be used in other places where Chazal did not say it. Miu Visharmakomos de Mesafkalum betray Lishni, Hilchasa Kaman, Loamrina Shuda Zaini, Achi Yafarish Kihacha, Ella Hamoti Mechavero, Allah Haraya. Shuda is only said where Chazal say it. Otherwise, we have principles of what to do in Safik. For example, Hamoti Mechavero, Allah Haraya. The Rush writes in a tshuva, I think we mentioned this once earlier in the Mesafta. The Rush writes in a tshuva, it is the responsibility of the Dayan to give a psak. Right, a dayan can't just leave the Baalei Dinim and say, sorry, I'm not sure, go somewhere else. Right, that's not acceptable. If there's a reason he doesn't want to give up sock and it's early in the case, there are times when the dayan is allowed to excuse himself. But once the dayanim come, so then the Baalei Dinim have a right to have a psak, says the Rush in Kuf Zayin in a Chuvas Harush. V'haynu taima tekivan shebala beis hadin lefnei hadayon v'huein yachol levara hadavar eino rashay limshoch yado min hadin v'yarivu Baalei Dinim zem zeh. This is going to fight it out. V'ksiv ms u'mishpat v'shalom ki ayidei hamishpat yish shalom ba'olam. By paskening, there's going to be peace. V'lakach nosnu koach ledayon lishpot v'lasos bashiyirtzeh af below tamvaraya k'dei lasi shalom ba'olam. That is why there are halachic mechanisms to use if there is no answer, allowing Dayanim to do something, because it can't be that they're just going to generally let people fight it out. Right, we have to understand what is called to Olam Kvar mean. That's a good question. But we've spoken about that already in earlier. But that's what the Rush here says, that in, let's say, 99% of cases, or even depending on how you understand called to Olam Kvar, maybe in 100%, there has to be some type of psak. V'chein matzina b'talmud, shenitan koach hadayan la'asos din ke'im shara. We find many cases in Shas, says the Rush, where the Dayanim have other ways of trying to figure out an answer to a question and not just leaving it, because that's their responsibility to make sure people go out with an answer to a question. Kol zeh, the Rush continues, Savarti veherachti lohodia she'ein koach v'reshus lohotzi es adin chalok mitachas yado she'tzorach ligmar ula hashlem es adin kedei lahatol shalom ba'olam. A dayan might think he's creating machlokas by giving a psak, just the opposite. By giving a psak, the Baalei Dinim could follow on the psak and then move on. V'lakach nasu chachamim rishus l'dayin l'vsok l'fi ru'us einav b'makom she'en adav yachol l'zbarer b'rayos u'beiduyos. We read that Rambam a few weeks ago. The Rambam says that in certain times where there's no evidence in Dinei Mamonis, they can try to figure out using it other ways. Pa'amim ba'omen adaz, u'pa'amim kamo she'ira hadayin, below tamu, below raya, u'below omen adaz, u'pa'amim aderech ha'pshara, u'bedin zeh shadavar yadua shenitva toei, b'ramot, v'chulu, and then he continues the case that he was talking about. So that's an important comment of the Rush in Simin Kuf Zayin, in the Chuvas HaRush, that you cannot have a stalemate. The question is then, and that's Shuda Daini. That's even if you want to say the approach less Magia El HaEmes, like Shuda Daini, it's whatever the Dayan want, but this still, the reason is because you can't just leave it without anything. Tosfos and Kiddushin says maybe it's based on Hefker, Bez and Hefker. Tosfos Ayin Dal and Aleph and Kiddushin says maybe that's the root of Shuda Daini, right? That's based on Tosfos Lashitaso, what he says Shuda is based on. Tosfos Shun, Samach Dalet, Amar Aleph, Top Tosis. The Tzorach Dayan Kavua Lomar De Hefker Bezen Haya Hefker. Tosis quotes that principle in this context, even though the Gemara does not quote it. Okay, so that's just a little bit relating to the last sugya where Shuda was mentioned. Amar Rabba, let's pick up with the two dots now on Samach Beis and Mabeis. Amar Rabba, yesterday we had a lot of geometry and a lot of pictures in Rashi and in Tosfos because people were not clear in terms of their selling and the borders of the item. So we start off with a couple more issues regarding borders. Amar Rabba. Palga de Isli Ba'ara, someone's selling a piece of land. What's the case? Reuven and Shimon own a piece of land together, jointly. Reuven owns half the land, Shimon owns half the land. Reuven is selling his, or selling something to Levi, and it's not clear how much of his half of the land that he owns he is selling. So, Palga de Isli Ba'ara, Palga. If he uses the lashon of half that is mine in the land, Palga, so we assume that he's selling his entire portion that he owns. Half. When he says half of mine, that means the whole thing that I have, which is half of the whole field. Palga de Isli Ba'ara, Palga. But if he says Palga Ba'ara de Isli, half in the land that I have, Riva, then we interpret that to mean half of what he owns, which is a quarter of the entire land. That's what Rabba says. Amale Abaya, Maishna Hachi, Maishna Hachi. I don't know what the difference is. Abaya wonders. And Ishtik, Rabba does not answer. So there's going to be two Ishtiks in this Gemara. Here, this Ishtik sounds like the Gemara assumes, as we're about to see, Amar Abaya, Anasavri, me the Ishtik, Kibuli Kavli. From the fact that Rabba didn't answer me, oh, what's the difference? You don't have a difference? Ah, you must be wrong. Right? It's kind of, it's lahavdil, like a child. Says to a parent, oh, you're not explaining? Must be that I'm right. So sometimes that's true. Not always. But here Abai assumes, at first, that because Rabba didn't have an answer, it must be Kibule Kabli, he accepted my claim and my argument, and there shouldn't be a difference between these two Lashonos. But the Gemara explains that in this case it was not true. Vilohi, not true. Chazinu Hanu Shtari, Denafki Bibe Mar, I saw a Shtaris that went out from Rabba's Besdin, the Kasabu Achi, and it said it. Palga Isli Ba'ara, Palga Ba'ara de Isli Riva. So it must be that he had an answer, but he just didn't tell me, right? We don't say that Shtika here is that he admitted to the questioner. And the answer is, as the Rashbam explains and others, that it's the language itself. If somebody says, half the land that I have, that's saying the half that I own. But if it's half in the land that I have, so then that's different. It's half, I own half the land, and I'm going to give you half of that, which is a quarter. So it's based on the language in terms of what we assume was meant. The concept of shtika kohoda, those two words are not mentioned here, but that, as we know, is a major shas topic. When do we say shtika kohoda, when not? Here, it's not in terms of dini mamonis, a case of somebody owes money, but here it's just in terms of an argument where about two rabbis were fighting about a certain svara, and Rabbiya says, ah, you didn't answer me, so wasn't he modeh? And the answer is that, we might not say that in this case. But in Dini Mamadis, we do have the principle of Shtika Koda in certain cases. Not that it's a vadai. Tosas in Yevamos says this beferish. Tosas in the beginning of the tenth parak in Yevamos, when the Gemara discusses the case, that's the beginning of the cases of Eidus Isha, but the Gemara there brings in the Mishnah, from Maseches Krisus, I think, where the Mishnah says, there's a machlokas between the Edim about somebody owing a carbon. Eid echad omer achalta chelef, v'hu omer lo achalti. Right? Somebody says, one Eid says, you ate chelef, and therefore you're a chayav a carbon. He says, no, I didn't. So, putter. So if one Eid says it, and I argue with it, putter. So Gemara is bedaik, taima da omer lo achalti. Mashba, that's because I said I don't owe the carbon. But, ha'ishtik mehemen. Alma eight echan mehemin mi daraisa. Right? That sounds like one aid would be believed on a daraisa level if I didn't argue. So then I would be chayav a karba. Mi no. Let the Gemara go through what the source is. Satos was there on Pei Chesamat Aleph says, Pirish, Kivan, there the Gemara uses the lashon of Shtika Gehoda, Kivan deshasik, Nira lo emes, the Yodea ksas, Sheyesh raglayim ladavar. Tosas says, lashon raglayim ladavar, there's a good chance somebody's mota. Aval leka lemeimer hoda amamish she yodea vaday shekenhu. Says Tosas, don't think it's 100%. Tkimachu shosek deim kain, and he brings a riot that it can't be a vaday. Tosas says there's a good chance it's probable, but don't think it's a vaday. So if that's the svara, then it's interesting that the Gemara says you might be a chayav a carbon on it. you always have the counter pressure by a carbon of havas kulun la'azara, if you're not chayav a carbon. So to say shtika goda is enough to say fadini mamun shtika goda, okay, I understand that. But to say that, to overcome amutsi mechaber olav araya, okay, it's all dini mamunis anyway. But to say that you're going to be a chayav a carbon or anything more than that, then that's a bigger chiddush of applying shtika goda in that context. The Nesivus, in one place, just mention one other source for relating to the sugya. The Nesivus says shtika goda only applies after an action is done. If I do something, and then you don't say anything. Kind of similar to what we discussed in Chasas Gimel Shanim, in the third parak. It's the chazaka and the lack of mecha for 3 years. So the Nesivus writes in Simon Pei Aleph, in Choshe Mishpat, the Nesivus says, Amnam nire dedavka kishetan shehu shelo, vitakfa bechazaka shehu shelo, havishika kohoda. Nesivus, based on other Gemaras and other sources, only if he did an action. He grabbed it, and then I didn't say anything. Then shtika koda has a strong effect. Vidavka bishashasak mitchila vatsof, and also only if he was shosek the entire time. Right, mitchila vatsof. And then he says, what am I gonna do with Tosfos? Tosfos says, im hikdisha bifana vishasak mitchila vatsof tavi koda. There's a Gemara elsewhere that says even hakdasha works, says it is Ebus. That's a maisa. If somebody takes an item and is makdish it, and I'm quiet, so that it's like lachra maisa, because amira lagavoa is kimisiras lahedyo, which he seems to be taking a stand on that topic also. How do you look at that? When I'm makdish something, that works without a kinyan. Does that mean because it's as if there is a kinyan, or you don't need a kinyan? Right, two understandings of Amirasa Lagavoa, Kimisirasa Lahedyot. Maybe the Nesivus, by saying that it's Ki'ilu, it's a Maisa, not Mukhrach, but it could be that he's saying it's Ki'ilu, there is a Kenyan, not that there you don't need a Kenyan. Maybe, but not 100%. But anyway, that's the Nesivus. You need some type of other evidence for the Shtika Koda to kick in. There are a number of Chashuki Chemez on today's daf, just one of them, just to give the question. He talks about when do we say in cases of quiet that it is a hoda or not? Amar davar lefnei chacham v'shasak hayim efshar lomon mikach shehiskim. Right. What's the halacha if a rav doesn't say anything? Tavar chacham igiel lefnei gadol ador v'amar lo chiddush lahalacha v'shama gadol v'shasak heimitan lomon mikach shehodev hiskim imo. That's always very. Remember we discussed last week the Noda Bihuda. The Noda Bihuda's smile. Or sigh, whatever it was, in the case of where the Tshuva Me'ava, Reflekles came to him and says, it can't be you have big fingers and it can't be the Shirim are different. And he chuckled. Right, so what does that mean? That's like is that a Shtika Koda? Machlokas Achronim, what he meant? The Chazonish says, he was just saying that, come on, that can't be. He didn't want to answer him. Or, no, he didn't answer me, so it must be that I'm right. Right, Machlokas interpreting the Noda Bihuda's reaction. So also by Shtika, you also have that discussion, how do you have what's the what would be the answer? Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. So the first discussion that we have is the difference in lashon between if somebody owns half a piece of land and he uses the different lashonos, we're not sure what he sold, and that is the difference in lashon. The Amar Rabba, four lines from the bottom. Next case, Meitzar Ara Demina Palga. I use a lashon of the border. I'm selling you a piece of my land, and the border of the land is in an area that divides the land. That's palga. So palga, we assume that means half, because it pashas the area that divides the land. Well, I would be selling you half of what I have. But meitza ara demina psika, but if the border of the land that I'm selling you is where it cuts off from the land that I have, psika, then we assume, sounds like, right, cut off sounds like you're selling a small piece of a larger area that's cut off from it. So teskavin, which is the smallest amount of land that is considered a chashav piece. So again, that's Rabba's chilek. Amar le'abaya, maishtahachi. What's the difference? Ishtik, again, Rabba doesn't say anything. And here, the Rashbam interprets that it must be that he was moda. And the Gemara assumes that, okay, there's no difference between the two. That's how he interpreted it. And it must be both are half the land, or both are the smallest amount of the land. So Savar Mina, again, Abaya thinks, I'm not sure which story happened first. The first time, you know, he misunderstood, so I don't know what happened here. But Savar Mina, Idi V'Idi, Palga. So he assumes that maybe both of them are mean half. He gives them half, right? Not just a portion. And Velohi, but the answer is that no. Both of them aren't half, but both of them are the opposite. Velohi, Damar of Yemer Bar Shalmiya, Lididi Mifer Shalamine Dabaya. Right, Abaya is when Abaya said it must be there's no difference, it was in this direction. Bein meitzar ara demina palga, bein meitzar ara demina psika. In either of those lashonos, it depends if you used an extra phrase. If you did not use an extra phrase, then we assume you're just giving him a little piece. Because hamosa mechaver lav araya, we don't know otherwise. You said the border, even if it divides, so it might divide in a little piece on the edge. So you're only going to sell a small portion, unless you use the extra lashon as follows. E amarle, elain matsranaha. You started off with that title on top. These are the borders, and then you went into, the border is from dot, dot, dot. That top line phrase is not needed, so it's Yitr Lashon, the Rashbam explains, and that's why we'll give you more. So, I Amarle Ilan Mitzranah HaPalka, then we assume that he's selling a half. I Lo Amarle Ilan Mitzranah, if you didn't say that extra Lashon Tisha Kav, and so then we say it's 9 Kav, the smallest amount that is a significant piece of land. Again, the Rashbam says it's based on the extra lashon, just the extra phrase. The Rashba has a little different upshot. The Rashba says that the language, mitzranaha, that language sounds like if you're saying border doesn't mean just cut off a piece. Right, and that's why it's about the content of the line, not just the fact that it is extra. He quotes that from the Rimi Gash and from the Yireim Pirish Yafet, the cult of Kasavle Matsranaha, Lamali Tekasvinu, Elo Liverure at Hechan, Kihechi, the Shako Paga, the Lo Shaka, Elo Tishakavin, Lamale Lamimsar. Right? It's like it's not a border, just cut off from the edge. So therefore, it is different. Okay, period. Those are cases of unclear language used. So now, next, Pshita, it's obvious if somebody uses the following Lashon. Pshita Amar, right? The moral of all of these stories is be clear when you sell something. You know, exactly what is being sold. But all these cases give us insights into language, into umdana, and as we'll see, we have Shas topics and major issues that come up along the way, even though it seems to just be technical real estate mix-ups. We had Shtika Koda, we had Shuta Dedaini, and as we'll see, we have more Be'ez Hashem coming up right now. Says the Gemara Pshita. Pshita, it is obvious. Amar Yachlok Ploni Binachasai. If I say so-and-so should split up my property. So how much? How much should so-and-so get? I didn't explicate. Palga, half. Right, Yachlok is a lashon of half. Tnu chelek leploni b'nachasai mai. What's not clear if I say give, the language of Matana, give a portion, not yachlok, split, which means half, give a portion to ploni, so that is not clear. But even before we get to the answer. So, machlokas rishonim, who is talking here? What type of person is talking here? Says the Rashbam pshita, shchiv meira, o kol amachalik nachasav al piv. The Rashbam says either it's a shchimera or anyone who's giving away all his property, hamachalik nechasav al pliv, right? Either one of those is good enough. But if you look in the Rambam and if you look in the Yad Ramah, they say no, it's not anybody. It's specifically a shchimera, because as we know, shchimera has a certain flexibility that we don't make him do kinyanim, and therefore that's what we're talking about here. Just to read the Yad Ramah, sarech at lameda. That's who it works by. Aval bibari afilu kanumine nami kinyan dvarim ba'almahu. So kinyan dvarim ba'almahu, you didn't specify. If you don't specify, we had this a little bit last week already. If you don't specify in the kinyan, then the kinyan is not going to work. As it says later on, right? The major sugyas of Shchiv Mira are later on. Daf Kuf Mem Zayim. And the Chiddush there, the Rishon discussed, what's the Chiddush of Shchiv Mira? Why does it work? Right? The Gemara there says, Kuf Mem Zayim and Aleph. Amar Rizei Ramarav, in the ninth parak. Minayin Lamana Shchiv Mira Shehim in HaTorah. How do you know that there's a concept called Mana Shchiv Mira on a Daraisa level? Shenemar, Vavarda Vazach Laso Lebito, Yesh Lecha Ha'avara Acheres, Shehi Kazu, Ve'ezazu, Zumana Shchiv Mira. What exactly is the drush? There, the Rashbam is a couple of shatim, but that's what the Gemara has to have a source that the Shchiv Meira works. The question is, what exactly is the Chiddush? What are you getting over that a Shchiv Meira works? So the Rashbam says that it's Kona B'dibur. The Rashbam says that's the Chiddush of Shchiv Meira, that it works even without a Kinyan. That's the Rashbam there, Kuf Mem Zayin Amal Aleph, Shekona B'dibur below Kinyan Sudar. Kegon Mitzava Machmas Misa. Right, that is the Chiddush, says the Rashbam there. Other Rishonim say Maybe it's how do you know Shechiv Meira is working? The Ritva uses the lashon there of Hefker Bezdin, as we just had in the Tosfos in Kiddushin. But the Ritva there discusses Hefker Bezdin being the basis for Mana Shechiv Meira, and this is a big discussion. The Rambam, we've read this at some point recently, but the Rambam talks about first he quotes our Gemara in the context of Shechiv Meira in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Zechiya Umatana, but then the Rambam in Hilchas Zechiya Umatana talk all about the Rambam has a couple of prakim related to Shechiv Meira, which again the main sugyas are later on in the Masechta. But the Rambam writes, just to read you one or two lines from Perek Ches of Hilchas Zechiya Umatana. The Rambam says, Hachole Shetashash koach kol gufo v'kasho machbas acholi. Someone who is a chole, who's very very weak, ad sheinu yachol lahalecha raglav bashuk, and he can't go in the shuk, he can't go out and perform kinyanim. Fahari hu nofel al hamita, and he is on his bed. Hu hanikra shchiv meira. If he can't move, can't get out of bed, he can't do kinyanim. It doesn't say he's about to die. It just says that he is very weak because of the sickness, and he can't go out, and he's bedridden. Shchiv meira. Umishpate matanosav einon kematnos abari. The laws of his matanos and kinyanim are not the same. Ketzad shchiv meira shesiva liten laploni kach v'kach laploni. Liten laploni kach v'kach laploni kach v'kach. Bein b'chol, bein b'shavas, bein kasav, bein lo kasav. Zochu akol. Kishayamus b'chol ma she'nasan lohem ve'natzar kinyan she'divish shchiv meira k'chsuv nechum esurin damu. So it only kicks in once he dies. But if he doesn't die, if he gets better, then it's not going to work because that's the umdana. He only wants to give it if he dies. But if not, if once he dies, then it works. Even though he didn't write it, even though he didn't do a kinyan, v'davar zeh midivrei sofrim v'yafal pishayna kona ela midivreiem asu osa kishel torah. Interesting lashon. We'll have to get back to this. It's midivrei sofrim, and even though it's only midivrei drabanan, they made it kidaraisa. Kidei shaloti tarif daito alav, which sounds like it's drabanan. So what does it mean? It has the daraisa status? We'll see. Kisheyeda she'ein dvarav kayamin. And if he realizes that his words aren't going to be listened to, so that is going to tear for das, and it's going to cause him to die even sooner. Rachman al islan. Ulafichach im amar knu mimani afilu bishabis. Kodim imenu shezakini nerozarech. Even if he says it should work, so it works, even though you're not allowed to do kinyan on Shabbos because it's not a real kinyan. Vein shchem mirat zorach lomar atem edai. Ela kol ha-shomei ha-dvar v'arei ze'eid. She'ein ha-dem mishata b'shas b'sasso. And he continues and gives all the examples. That's the ninth parak has all the sugyas of shchem mirat. That's the Rambam and Hilchos Zechiya Umatana here. And the Rambam also interprets like the Yad Ramah in Arid Sugya, that is Dafcha a Shchiv Meira. Again, the same question that's asked in Ami Rasul Gavok Mizir Rasul Lahedyo, and the question that's asked by Kinyan Agav, the same question is asked by Shchiv Meira. Is it Ki'ilu there was a Kinyan, or you don't need a Kinyan? Right? There's major various machlokos amongst the Rishonim. Do you have to do a Kinyan when he gets better to get it back? Right? Or do we say no, it automatically reverts? Is it just an allowance to get it back, or is it automatic going back? Right, so again, some of these can be nafkaminas relating to how to understand the kinyan of shchiv meira in the first place. Okay, it's a very fruitful discussion. It touches on many sugyas, but that is what comes up here. So let's get back to our gemara. So if somebody says split my possessions, that's half. But if somebody says give a chelek of my possessions, so that's our question right now. Tnu chelek l'ponim b'dechasemai. What's the kalacha? So Amar Avina Bar Kisi Ta Shma. The Tanya the Brisa says, Omer tnu chelek l'ploni b'bor. Somebody says, give. This is our question. Give a chelek of my bor to ploni. Tnu chelek l'ploni b'bor. So here we go. So the entire Brisa that we're about to read is based on Sumchas. Sumchas Omer. So we have to remember Sumchas. We might not pass. We don't pass it like Sumchas. But Sumchas, if you remember, says in other places in Shas, Mamon hamutal b'safik chokin. You're not sure what to do. You split it. We paskin hamotzei mechaver alav haraya. But this price is going like Sumchis, and we're as the Gemara often does. We assume whenever there's a machlokes, there's only a machlokes about one detail. There's not a machlokes about three details. So the machlokes here is going to be between Sumchis and the Rabbanon about exactly what we just said, hamotzei mechaver versus mamon hamutal b'safik. But the other related issue, and that is the lashon of tein chelek. We assume that whatever Sumcha says, the Rabbana would also agree to that. So what exactly is the case? A person has a pit, but of water. A person has a source of water, but he uses various amounts of that water for different purposes. So if somebody just says in general, Homer tenu chelek l'poni babar, give a chelek. So how much does he mean? Either, he definitely means a little bit. So a little bit, that is given to the buyer. But the suffix is between that little bit up until a half. We don't know how much the person wanted to give, the seller wanted to give to the buyer. So what do we do? Sumcha says, you split it. So basically this person is going to get about a quarter. A quarter plus a little bit. So Sumchis Omer ain't pachos mi revia. It's at least a quarter. Because again, you're not sure up until a half how much. So it's a quarter. Lichavis, what happens if the person sells the amount of water that he has in the chavis? The chavis is to fill up a barrel in order to give his animals to drink. And we estimate that how much does a person usually give from his pit for the animal to drink? A quarter. That's how much a person generally uses. So we see we're going to go down a little bit each line here. Say, if he, the seller, uses a quarter of this pit for his animals, so the suffix is now, how much of that is he selling? It's somewhere between half of that quarter and very little. That's all mesopic, meaning, so how much does he give? L'chavis, epachos mishvitis. So it's got to be at least an eighth. Because that's as much as half is. Likadera, how much is he going to use for cooking? So he uses even less than that normally, and eight goes down to eight pachos miyud beis. He usually uses a third for the kadera, and therefore again you go down and it's split. Again, the yesod is whatever the person, the seller, is talking about. Half of that is the most that is going to go to the buyer. So you split that half in half. And that's exactly the yesod here. L'tafiach, how much are you going to use for a tafiach? A little cup for drinking. A person usually uses very small amount of that for his own drinking, and therefore, ein pachos mishisha asar. Period. But either way, lamaisa, what do you see from here? That in the language of tenu, chelik, leploni, we have a suffix, and therefore, it is split up. Right, and that's what the Heather Rashbam explains. You always split it in terms of how much you think the person meant to give. Okay, let's continue now back to other larger cases. Tana Rabbana, Ben Levi Shemachar Sadal Yisrael, a Levi that sells a field to a Jew. V'amalo, Amanashe Maaser Rishon Shali. I'm selling you this field, but you got to give me the Maaser Rishon. Got to give me the Maaser Rishon. I'm a Levi. I want the Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon Shelo. So that works. The Maaser Rishon is his. V'im Amar Li Ulabanai. And if he says, well, after he dies, he wants his children to get it. So then Meis Yitin Lamanav. Yes, then also you have to give it to the children as well. V'im Amar Lo. Let's finish the whole thing and then we'll talk about each line. V'im Amar Lo calls Macha Asade Zu Biyadcha. But what if he says, is my Maaser Shady as long as you have the field? So then, Machra, if he sells the field, does the new person have to give him Maaser Sheni? No. What happens if he sells it, then he buys it back? Machra, v'chazer v'lacha, ein lo alav klum. He still doesn't have to give it anymore. Because once he had sold it in the first place, so then he loses his rights to the Maaser Rishon. He does not get it back anymore. Okay, there's a continuation, but let's just do two more lines, and then we'll see. So the Gemara says, Amai, Eina Demachna Devash Labala Olam, right, the Sugya, right, how could a person, the Levi, retain rights, or Kone, I shouldn't say retain rights, that's the answer. How is he Kone, the Maaser Rishon that didn't grow yet? He's selling the field, didn't grow yet. Eina Adam Kone, or Machna Devash Labala Olam. As we've discussed, that's either based on Smichas Das, or it's based on, you have to have something tangible to do a Kinyan on. Answer, Kivan to Amarle al Minas Shemaiser Rishon Shali, Shiure Shaire Lamaka Maiser. It's not that he is saying in the future when it grows it's mine. He is keeping the land for himself, Lagabe the Karka. I mean, it is a portion that he's not selling. So it's not that he's being Kona that in the future. It's a portion that it's still his. He never gave up the bialis to it, and therefore he's allowed to do that. The Rashbam says it's like an aris. Right, it's like I'm letting you work in this land to work, but I'm going to get a portion. Ukemi, the Rashbam says about 10 lines up. Ukemi sha'amalo sadesh shali ani mocha lachal arisus almanasha titol teschalakim vaniato chelak asiri. Right, it's as if I kept a portion of this for myself. Okay, a lot to talk about here. Let's go one by one. Number one, the Ritva has a very important lashon here. The Ritva says, one second, so let's say in the Havamina. Havamina talking about the issue of, if he doesn't say it's going to his sons, it's not going to go to his sons. Yes, they say that Beferish. If he says, Leo Banai, and he dies, why doesn't it automatically go to his sons? It's Yerusha. Right? If it's his right, so then shouldn't you be, right? If a person, the Gemara talks about sometimes, ain't adam morish knas labanav. Okay, but this is a schus mamon. So why wouldn't he be morish to his children? Says the Ritva. V'yesh lafaresh. Dahacha. And he's saying this maybe even in the answer. Dekivan shaloshir la'atzmo guf misuyam. He doesn't have an item. He has a right. That's not always automatically yarshin to the children. Tahavadai haguf lagamri machru ela kadesha lo ye shiuro davar shlobal olam mishayer laatzmo shibud beguf litzvos bo shiuro viadayin shiuro eno davar misuyam. It's not a specific item. It's a shibud in the guf. Einzu zechia gemura ela b'chayev ashirishen el yarsha ki kishabai maperos laolam b'kol shana azu choser v'zochel mafreya guf laperos the kozman shein sham peros kol akarkel lokeach. The Ritva here is struggling to come up with a middle formulation enough to be strong enough that it's bala olam, but weak enough that he has to say that it's going to my children. And if he doesn't say that, it's not going to go to the children. That's what Ritva is trying to come up with here. It's a shibud, it's a schus, but it's not in the guf. That's what he says 3 or 4 times over again. Hilka kishemeis kodem sheboa peiro shoshanazu lo zacha b'em av klal v'enam rishon labanav. It's only an asset. It's a schus once the item or bala olam, but the schus of the shibud exists now. So that's good enough to be bala olam, but it's not strong enough to yarsh to the children. That's the Ritva, why you have to say that lashon, and it doesn't automatically go to the children. But there are two other questions that are asked here by the Rishonim. Number one, so Lamaskana, what's the case? The seller basically kept the Maaser Rishon to himself. He said, this portion is not sold to you, and I'm going to keep the rights. So then the obvious question is, then how does it work to be Maaser Rishon? Maaser Rishon is my property. I have to take off 10% of what's left after Truma Gedola and give it to the Levi. But here is basically that portion that is going to the Levi was never mine. Right? It's Maaser Rishon. It's not Maaser Rishon. It's just stuff that he kept. We're calling it Maaser Rishon, but it's not mine. So how could that count as Afrasha? So you have to say, like the Ritva also, that Lasha was like, it's kind of Kielu, it's mine enough that it's, you can't do anything else with it, but it's still called Maaser Rishon. It was yours, but to be called a Hafrasha, but it's not yours totally, that you could back out on the item. Right? That's what the Rishonim are struggling with here. The Ritva and the Rashba, it's kind of like Kamo Adam Mashil Chaviro Lahafrish Meham Maaser. Right? That's what the language of the Rashba here. He didn't say a tenth is mine. He said the Maaser Rishon should be mine. So Shmamina, this is Ki'ilu Amarze. Hareini Mishayer Makom Asiris Haperos. The Altanai Kane Shayu Mushalin Lacha La Aser Mehen Perosecha. The Acharkach Chetachsirem Li. Kind of a matana manas lahachsir. But it's yours in the interim, in order then, afterwards, you could give it back, to me. Right? That's how it works. Good. The Taz here asks Akasha, that he says he's never found an answer to. Simen Samach Aleph, this is in Hilchas Matnas Kahuna. The Taz is on the following halacha. The Taz is talking about Kohen Shemachar Parah LiYisrael. Simple type of case. A Kohen sells a cow to a Jew. To Israel, v'amarlo, ani mochel lecha parazu. I'm selling you this para chutz mimatno seha. The zroa, the lachayim, and the keva, which we have to give from animals too. Right? We could talk about that maseches chulin, right? So the koi sells it. I'm selling you except for the matanas. Have tnai v'sarach litam lemocher. It's a good tnai. It works, right? Because that's excluded from the sale. Avalim amar le al minas shahamatanos sheli. If he sells it, excluding that he can do that, because he excluded that. He can exclude whatever you want from the sale. But if he says, al-minas, that the matanos are mine, then it's eno tanai, then the tanai doesn't work, because then you're masa mashkas batora. The halacha is, for every chulin animal, I have to give a portion of it to the kohen. So if it's my animal, and then you were making a tanai that I'm not going to give it to the kohen, or, I'm al-minas, so that it's mine, so then that's not called a matana, and therefore, eino tnai v'ameka chayav yachol l'nei mekol kohen sheyirtza. It's a full sale, and he can give it to whatever kohen that he wants. So almanas doesn't work. Only chutz works. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That's based on the Rambam. Says the Taz, why over here does almanas not work? But in our Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it also, it does work, right? Kohen shemachar sadol Yisrael. V'amalei almanasha ha-maiser shali la'olam harehu shalod. Kiva she'amar almanas nasa kimisha shir makam ha-maiser. Like the maskon of our Gemara. So what's the difference between the case of Matnas Kahuna, the case of Zerol Chaim Lekeva, and the case of Meiser Rishon? Says the Taz, V'hikshesi Timia Zos Lefnei Rabim Ugdolim, V'lo Haya Sipuk B'yadam Letartza. I asked this to many, every time I met a Gadol Adar, says the Taz, I asked this Kasha, and nobody had a good answer for me. He didn't ask the Shach. Right, the Shach, right there, quotes this Kasha, and he says, maybe there's a difference. He doesn't quote the Taz by name here. In the Nekudas HaKesef, sometimes on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach quotes the Taz, the Nekudas HaKesef, he answers the Taz as Shilas. But in the Shach, he doesn't. So the Taz said, the Shach says here, V'dafka gabi matonos. Maybe there's a difference. Because by matonos, you actually give the animal to the buyer. You give the whole animal. It's metaltalin. Kivon denosan kol ha-behema liyad Yisrael, lo amrina shiirei shairei. So there, almanas is not going to work. Masha'enkein besada, by a field, it's going to be easier to say it's kilu you didn't sell it, because karka doesn't move. Masha'enkein besada, the karka b'cheskas ba'aleha adayin omedes. So that's the Taz's distinction to answer up the Shach's distinction to answer up the Taz's question. Lundis, you're right. Why should almanas work in one place out of another place? But maybe the difference is whether you actually give over the item or not. The last issue to mention here, and then we'll continue, is Tosis's question. We know there's a sugya elsewhere called Kohen HaMisayeya Bebeis HaGrunos. Right? A Kohen is not allowed to illegally try to get the Truma. Right, let's say to get a foothold above other Kohanim. Right, a Kohen's gonna go over and sweet talk the Yisrael when he knows he's about to give Truma. That's a very nice tie you're wearing. How's it going today? How's the family? You know how to do that. It's Kohen HaMisayeya. Or a Kohen's gonna help schlep the stuff in the field. Misayeya Babes HaGranas. He's gonna help you thresh it. He's gonna help you gather it. Right, you're not allowed to get a hand up. So is this a problem? Even if you want to say, okay, this is like mamish, right? Even worse than Kohen HaMisayeya Bebeis HaGranos. So the Tosfos says, second Tosfos, Hachalo Have, Kohen HaMisayeya Bebeis HaGranos, Tekamar, because Lamaskana is basically, he said, it was always mine. It's not that it's his and you're going over to try to convince him to give it to you. It's always mine. That was part of our original deal. So that's why Tosfos says it's not a problem of Kohen HaMisayeya, or Levi HaMisayeya in our case. To come and makam ha-maiser shiyirei shayir, v'avi maiser shalo v'gamrei, el shalach machar lo koach ze sheyuchal la'aser al chelko. You could use my maiser sheni to be ma'aser and make your field not tevel anymore. But he really never let go of the rights in the maiser sheni, and that's why it's not a problem of Kohen HaMisayeya bebeis ha-granos. So that relates to the Rashbam here talks about. It's the tovas hana'a. That's what he took away from him. You can't choose who you're going to give it to, which is usually a right, which we discussed at Kiddushin. It might even be a financial right. Tovas hana'a mamon, tovas hana'a eno mamon. But that's why it's not a Kohen, it's because he took away that right. He's preventing it from him. So that's why, though, it's not a problem of Kohen HaMisayeya Bebeis HaGranos. All right, and that's related to, again, a number of different topics. I saw last night this interesting tshuva of the Shevet HaLevi, which comes up Lemaisa in various contexts. Somebody has to do Pidyon HaBen, right? So they're looking for the special silver coins. So often, the Kohanim are the ones, you go to a Kohen, yeah, I have the silver coins for Pidyon HaBen. So what does a Kohen do? Let's say he will, this case was here in Tafshin Lamed Hey. Question was from Brooklyn. He says, Shah bin Yepidyon HaBen. The minhag is that the Kohanim sell the coins to the buyer for a good price, and then the buyer uses it for Pidyon HaBen and gives it back to that Kohen. But it's clear that the Kohen wants him to use him as the Kohen for the Pidyon HaBen. Is there any problem with that? Does that smack of Kohen and Masayeya Bebeis HaGranos? The Kohen is selling the Pidyon HaBen coins knowing that he's going to get them back? You know, that's is that a problem? So the questioner thought it was a problem. Ukishemishu rosa liftosa ben holechetz al kohen v'alom ochelo chamisha dollar kesef avor hey dollar shtaras kesef v'nira kaharama shaydei shekibdo bepidyon haben azule mosli legabe. He gives him a good price. Yan shemitchila kishenasan hakohen liyisrael hakesef lo haisa nesina b'leif shalem el harama ba'alma. And you know you're giving it to the Yisrael only to give it back to this kohen. You know, maybe that shouldn't work. So the Shevet HaLevi says, it's for sure no problem. It's for sure no problem, and it's Maisim B'chol Yom. It's Maisim B'chol Yom, because it's Anan Sahadi that if a transaction is taking place, in order for a mitzvah to be done, the transaction for sure takes place. And he compares it to what we know. Let's say there's one lulav and shul, and it's going to, from five different people, from Ruvi to Shimon to Levi on the first day of Sukkot. So you only yotze the mitzvah if it's yours. Ulakachtam lachem b'yom harishon. So we know it's going to go back to Ruvi afterwards. But still, it's a full sale. Because that is the das, that's the umdana, I want to be yotze the mitzvah, and I want my friend to be yotze the mitzvah. And therefore we say it's a full sale, even though we know it's going back. And he also compares it to mechiras chametz. Mechiras chametz, even though 99% of the time we know the goy is not going to pay in full and therefore he's going to sell it back to the Jew after Pesach, still, all of these, even though you know what is going to happen, that is not called a coin misayeya or not a complete kinyan, because the whole purpose that you're doing this is for the kinyan to be chal, and that's your greatest value, to follow the halacha and to follow the din haTorah. And therefore, that's why it would work. That's what he says here. Beautiful. Kol zek she'en kanan en sadi, she'ritzon she'i mechira chaluta, v'hainu b'cher ba'alma, avu b'inyani mitzvah v'isser, she'ikra mechira v'anesina, kidei she'tia shalom akabel, lo shalanosein, kizul hazeh eno yotzei ba'mitzvah, ozul hazeh over alisa Torah, v'chol zeh anan sadi, she'ikna lo b'leif shalem, u'b'mechira chaluta, ki'ilu pirish lo b'hedya. Right, you might say, because deep down every Jew wants to do the right thing, right? Like the Rambam's in the opposite case, Kof, where he's not being allowed to do it. So Kofra Sosh Yomer Rotsani, Rambam in Beis Chaf in Gittin, in Gerishin. V'hu muchach me'etzem mechiras chametz. He quotes Harvey Poskim Ein Roshus Bi'anochri L'machru Lakdisho. Could a goy sell to someone else? Maybe not. He could eat it himself, but maybe he can't sell it to someone else. V'yafal pikein mechira, so mechira, because this is what it is done, and this is what everybody agrees. Interesting, just because we have it open, he has the second half of that tshuva has nothing to do with us, but the last paragraph, it's open, he says, you're a Kohen who's traveling in a car, and you're in a tunnel, and all of a sudden you look to your right and you see a hearse, a Jewish hearse, a hearse from a Jewish, so you have to like do your best to get out of that tunnel as soon as possible, right, because there's a hearse and you're under an ohel now. Or let's say you're at the toll booth right before and you see a hearse. You have to wait a few minutes for the hearse to get through the whole tunnel before you go into the tunnel. So that's what he says. If it's a suffix, you don't know it's a Jewish, then stama, it's a good chance that it's, if it's a chutz laaretz, then it's a, that's what the question was from chutz laaretz. So then it's, could be a goy, and a goy's not tamei, but oh, me yikra din. But let's say you see on the side, you know, Beth or whatever, some Jewish, chapel, right? So he says, l'chora, if you have a way out, he says you shouldn't do anything dangerous to get out, but let's say you're about to go in the tunnel, you see it going right before you, so then, you know, then you should wait a couple minutes. So what about the car? Is the car an Ohel Zarek? Car is an Ohel Zarek. Is that a Hefsik? Right? So that's what he's noted to say, that, you know, it's Ohel Zarek, but it's underneath a greater Ohel, which is not Zarek, right? The top of the tunnel, is not. But is that Mechubel Karka is really an Ohel? But either way, that's interesting. Just that, he says, Binyin, Mechonit v'nosim kvish tachas tunnel. V'roseya melefonav, noseya mechonit demes. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, there's more, there's a Chashuk Echemet here, if we have time at the end to get to, but let's continue now. Amar Ish Lakish, Zosomeres, this idea, Zosomeres, that, what's the Zosomeres, what are we saying? Sometimes Zosomeres, that even if you don't say something beferish, it's Ki'ilu, you said it because we want it to work. You didn't say the Meiser Sheni was still yours, but we interpreted, you said Almanas. No, but it's Ki'ilu, you left it out. So Zosomeres, Hamocher Bais Lachaver of Amarlo, Almanasha, Tiyu Tohel Yonah Shali, Tiyu Tohel Yonah Shalo. If you say, I'm selling it to you, Almanas, that the Tiyu Tohel Yonah Shalo, the Duta Halyona is his. Right, the Duta, the upper story is going to remain his. And that's not included in the Mechiras. The Gemara says, Lamai Hilchasa, what's the Chiddush, right? That's not included anywhere. Remember we had in the first Mishnah in the Perek, right? We had, you know, if it's has a makeh of 10 tvachim, so then it's not included anyway. So Rav Zvid Amar, Shem Ratza, Lahoti Bazizin Motzi. The added Lashon is teaching me that if I want to spread out Zizin from this area, that also is I'm going to be allowed to do that for if I exclude it explicitly. Rav Papa Amar, Shem Ratza, Livnos Aliyah Al Gaba Bone. What if I wanted to not only live there, but I wanted to build another floor on it, so then I could do that. That's the added Lashon. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Allah Rav Zvid, Haina Dutani Zosomeris. I understand, that's a Chiddush. Elul Rav Papa, my Zosomeris. According to Rav Papa, what's the Chiddush? I would have known that anyway. So Kasha, so okay, it's a little difficult. What exactly would be the Chiddush? Period. Again, there's Rosh Bombs here, but we're going to continue. Amar Rav Dimi Minar Da, Haiman Damasvin Le Beisel Achavre. Somebody sells a house to their friend. This gets us into a little bit tomorrow's Mishnah. But let's, so we're going to do, now we're going to do, though today's is going to relate to that. So somebody sells a house to their friend. Afal Gav the Kasav Le Umkavaruma. Even if they write, I'm selling you the house with the depths and the heights. Tzarech Lemichtav Le Kani Lecha Mitom Arav Ad Rom Rakia. In order to be kona everything, you have to be right. I'm selling to you not from just the depths to the heights, from the depths of the land to the heights of the heavens. That you have to write explicitly. Why? My taima deomka varoma bistama lokani. That's not adding anything. That's not being kona anything extra. Ahani omka varoma limikni omka varoma. You just are kona. Let's say that you own it, but you're not going to be kona anything deeper that already exists there. V'ahani mitahom aravad rom rakia limikna bar vidus umachilos. But if there is a water source underneath or there is a cellar, then regular omka varoma, says Rav Dimi, would not work. You have to be more specific. Omka, right, mitahom arav ad rom rakia. What's the chiddush of this line? What is that adding? So the Rashba here, says it's twofold. Nearly the Rav Dimi chada de isbe tarti asalash minan. He's coming to teach me two chidushim. Chada de umka veruma bistam alokani. Just by saying depths and height don't add anything to the kinyan of the bias itself. Va'od dafilu kasav le umka veruma. And even if you wrote it lo mahani lemikni bar vidos umachilos. Yeah, number one, it doesn't add. And number two, even if you did write Om Kevaruma, it doesn't work to be Kone, the items. Ad Dekasav Le Me'ara Tehoma V'ad Rom Rakia. Until you write it even more explicitly. V'yikra Chiddush, and he continues, those are the two elements that are used here. So now the Gemara says, Lema Messiah Le, the following Mishnah on Tamar's daf is that a raya to Rav Dimi. V'loas Abar V'loas Ados, Alamisha Kasav Lo Om Kevaruma, does a Beferish. Right? You're not kona the bar and the dos, even if you wrote it. So v'isagadadach bistama koni omka veruma, but if you are koned, lahani omka veruma lebikni parvatosu mechilos. So it must be that's a riot to Rav Dimi. Answer the Gemara, no. Delo kasavle, maybe our mission is a case where he didn't write it. Havavishal kasavle tani, it says he wrote it. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, haki kamar, this is how you can interpret the Mishnah. Afapi shalokasavla, even though you didn't write it, kemisha kasav dami, lemikne omka veruma. Even if you didn't write it, it's as if you wrote it regarding just saying omka veruma, because it doesn't work. Lemikne barva dusu mechilos, to be kona those, you have to write even more. Kasavle omka veruma kani, vilo kasav lo kani. Meaning, the Mishnah might be against Rav Dimi. It could be that if you didn't write it, is as if you wrote it, and if you wrote it, then you would be kona. But if you didn't write it, then lo kani. Again, there's more here, to get into, but I left that for tomorrow, by the Shem, because that's where the main sugyas of this omka veruma, is, discussed. But maybe one or two other points, just before we finish. Just the regarding the Tovas Hanah issue. As we said before, when a person has rights in something, and there's a question, who has the Tovas Hanah? There's a question that, I think, was in the Harevna in one of the Parshios, but he says, the Zubertin also puts it here. The following case. Nasi Artzota Brit. Kibe Kosav Michtav Li Yalda Avur Hamor Lemishayach HaMechtav. Remember this case? I think we mentioned this before. There was a girl who always came late to school. always came late to school. And the teacher said, forget it, you're not coming to school anymore. So this little girl wrote a letter to the President of the United States. My teacher doesn't let me in, I'm having trouble getting to school on time, could you help me out? Could you help me out? So I guess one out of every 50,000 letters the President has shown, and he wants to show that he, whatever. So, Vanasi Kasav Miyad Michtav Lamore Lehitchashev Biyalda Ulakabelosa. She's really going to try harder, and he wrote it on the presidential stationery, v'chulu. And she brings it into school. Fine. This letter has Erech Rav. L'michlav zeh yesh Erech Rav, v'yesh l'shol. L'mi hu shayach ha'im l'mora? Because the letter was to be shown to the mora, please let this girl into the classroom, or to the girls, who worth a lot of money. Right? Who has the tovas hana in the letter? Sh'ari lahu b'yuad, o shem al yalda, sh'ari nasi richem al yalda, v'kosav b'shvilat ha'michtav. So, Bapashtus, he says, Hamichlev Shayach Lamora. Shari La Humuyuad. Give this to your teacher to let you in the classroom. Amnam Nire, Dimikivan Shah Nasi Yoda, Hate Shah Michlev Shalosh Shah Harbe Kesef. Right? He knows his letter is worth a lot of money. Velo Haisalo Shum Kavanala Ha Ashira Samore. He didn't want to make the teacher rich. He wanted to make the kid feel good. Mistaver Shu Ratzalaha Niktova La Samecha Sayalda. Umemela Nira Shah Michlev Shayach Lo. Maybe it should be shayach to her. And he says, look what I wrote in Baba Kama. This we did mention in Baba Kama. Kuf Yedalot also. Right? There was an almana or someone who needed a letter because they were bitzaris. So the Askan got a big letter from the Gadol Ador in the Gadol Ador's handwriting that, you know, help out this person. Say after the need is finished. So who keeps the letter of the Gadol Ador in their own handwriting? Right, goes to the Almano, or is this it's a similar type of case? This is one of those cases that you have an item, you're not sure who it was. I think we mentioned Purim time, just because we're talking about it. Right, the story, big discussion in the Achronim. Right, the Rav Yoshev once gave a check to someone for Matanas Lavyonim, a big check, and then someone sees the ani with that check and says, you know what, I'll double it if you give me that money, that check, because he wants Rav Yoshev's signature. So he took the check, gave the ani double that. Great. So now the question is, number one, was Rav Yashiv Mekayim the mitzvah of Matanas Lavyonim? Because his account was never debited or credited, right? Because the guy's never going to cash the check, right? Or do you say it's the Kavana? Was it right to do? Anyway, that's interesting in terms of the mitzvah of who it belongs to. Okay, there's another discussion here. Maybe he has, if you sell somebody a house, and then all of a sudden he realizes after you sold it, the house is right under the line of the airplanes, and there's always plenty of noise. Mi omka ad roma dirakia. Could he take off some rights? I didn't know that this is the line of the airplanes. So is that a toas? A lot of different shilas on today's daf there. But either way, we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, we will continue with Tashma, getting into proving or disproving Rav Dimi Min HaHardah's statement on tomorrow's daf as we continue here in Perek HaMocher Es HaBayis.